Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Michelle James Roberts, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I tried my first edible in my 50s, and this is what I learned. Middle-aged girls just want to have fun, too. I had a really straight-laced upbringing. My dad was a cop who worked for the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. He drank daily but was a firm, do as I say, not as I do, parent who stood behind the just say no sentiment. To teach us about the perils of drug addiction, we had a drug education kit. It was a little shadow box book with a gold cover that sat on a shelf in the dining room. Beneath a plastic sheet were replicas of drugs and explanations. Barbiturates, downers, amphetamines, uppers, and a picture of a marijuana leaf. That's really all I remember. As a preteen, I vowed to stay away. That lasted until I was about 14 when I did eventually try weed. The first time I was 14 and my boyfriend supplied some fake-ass joints. I had more of a buzz from the tall can of Old English than from the weed. Okay, so maybe I wasn't so straight-laced. The second time I tried it, I was 17, and the shit was real. A co-worker and his friend invited me to smoke with them in their parked car. The only thing I remember is that they were in the front seat talking for what felt like hours, and when I looked at the clock, only 5 minutes had passed. At that point, I decided weed wasn't for me. I like to be in control of my mind. Fast forward over 30 years. When I talk to my husband about my past experiences, he speculates that I might have enjoyed it more with my own friends instead of a random coworker. And here we are in California where weed is legal and mainstream. Dispensaries are everywhere. Folks everywhere talk about how weed calms them down. Snoop Dogg is funny and cool as hell. On a writer's call, the guest speaker talks about how weed boosts her creativity. I want some of that. Life imitates art. What is it with me and the show Black-ish? It's a fan favorite in our household, which I've written about in the past. We watch an episode where the dad, Dre Johnson, is concerned about his son, Junior, partaking in the gateway drug. The mom, Rainbow, is far more liberal and convinces Dre to give it a try. They order edibles online and have a great time coloring, yeah, like in a coloring book, until a twist in the plot foils their plan. But for that brief moment, they're euphoric. I'm sold. I'm going to give it another shot. And here's the perfect occasion. My husband's birthday was coming up, so we'd get some edibles, chill, and decorate the Christmas tree together. The weed market is really easy now. I've seen billboards all over, so I logged into the ease.com site and set up an account. The security is pretty impressive. I supply a picture of my passport along with a selfie. When my profile is approved, I start shopping. For a newbie like me, it's pretty overwhelming. There's a variety of gummies, vape juice, dried herbs, etc. Each product gives a synopsis of the effects you'll feel. Happy, relaxed, creative, euphoric, focused, energetic, uplifted, balanced, pain relief, hungry. We decide to definitely stay away from hungry. We ordered about $50 worth of different gummies, and within an hour, the delivery guy appears, checks my ID, and gives me the goods in a beautiful, re-gift-worthy bag. The moment of truth. It's a small red cherry flavored disc. The package says, take 1 to 3 and wait 90 minutes to 2 hours for the effect. I've always joked that edibles would be a challenge for me because I can be a binge eater, but I knew I wanted to start small. I took 1. No aftertaste, no immediate effect. We finish cooking and then decide to sit down and watch a movie. About a half hour in, I can definitely feel some changes. More time passes, and we ask each other, did our daughter come in and talk to us? Yeah, she took her sister's kids to the park to see the snow. We barely remember this exchange, so the stuff is working. I sit on the edge of the couch, rotating my torso in a counterclockwise circle. I tell my husband, it feels like I'm doing this when I'm not doing this. I like to be in control of my mind. It feels like I'm 17 all over again. I want to like this, but I just don't. Damn. As much as I wanted to have the bonding experience that we imagined, not one ornament made it to the tree, and whatever movie we were watching ended up watching me sleep. I'm sorry to say that weed is just not for me. I'll stick with wine. I'm glad I tried it, and now I know. I'm a little glad that it didn't stick because I'm pretty frugal, and I now know that I won't be spending money on cannabis. When the mood strikes and I want a little buzz, a glass of red will do me just fine. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook. Or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.